Warning, this video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I wanted to go over a recent comment that a guy left me because I think it was a pretty illuminative comment about the state of things back in America, and maybe this is just one man's opinion, but I think that there are quite a few people that feel the same way that he does. And I'll get to what I'm getting at in a second. But, you know, a while back, he was commenting on something that I said, which is, if you're not happy at home, you're probably not going to be happy in Thailand or anywhere else you go. You can't bring your problems with you. However, if your problem is the United States, for whatever reason, the government, or your problems are based at home and it has nothing to do with you, you're in the middle of the problems, then I guess, you know, obviously you can get away from those problems. It's like being in a bad relationship. You know, if you're in a bad relationship and your wife is trying to beat you every night, then you want to get out. You want to move on to something better. Extract yourself from the situation. So let me just read, it was just a short paragraph, what he commented about, and it was just a short paragraph about what, Jesus Christ, I can't talk with this shit. He just wrote a paragraph to me, okay? So let me read it out to you. The guy's name is Jack, and he says, I think the root cause of unhappiness for me is America. It's the culture, or lack thereof, the women, the corporations, the politics, the treatment of citizens, both foreign and domestic, the misinformation, the fact that you are judged by everyone and anyone based on income and or appearance. So how does one fix these issues before leaving? Now, what I wrote him was equally as simple. The grass is always greener on the other side. There are problems in America, and it seems to be getting worse. But this is happening in Thailand also. You are judged on how you dress here and by the color of your skin. You will always be an American, for better or worse. However, you will never be Thai. You're talking to someone who has a love-hate relationship with Thailand. That's me. I think the only way to fix the issues back home is to change your own priorities and your own perception. Pick somewhere to live that is the lesser of two evils. Thailand has its problems, but there are still enough positives to keep me here. But I am looking for other places, at least to stay part-time. If it gets too bad, that's when it's time to take a break and travel elsewhere. So, you know, the bottom line is there are bad things just about everywhere. And there are good things in, I don't know about everywhere, but many places. And sometimes all it takes is a holiday, a little vacation to realize how good you have it, and sometimes that's just not going to cut it. Now, in Thailand, I go through my moods. Listen, I've been here for long enough now where I call this place home. This is not a place where I come to party and hang out with my buddies. Those days are gone. They're behind me. You know, I mean, I have fun here once in a while. I do my thing, but this is my home. So it's not quite the same as if I'm coming for a two-week vacation and I'm going to party my ass off and I'm going to go chasing women and just, oh, you know, life is grand. it's a different life. And like I always say, living here is much different than visiting. So as far as Jack goes, I mean, I understand. And I will say this, that in the past couple of years, I've started to notice, I'd say 4 or 5 years, I've started to notice just how bad some things are getting in America. The government and the politics and the way that people are treated, the way that the privacy has been invaded in some instances. And personally, if you follow me at all, you know that my mentality, my attitude is that I just don't want to be messed with. If I'm not doing anything wrong, why are you messing with me? You know, if you're walking down the street minding your own business and a policeman says hello to you, fine, you say hello back. But if he says, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? What do you think you're doing, buddy? And you're just minding your own business walking down a public street and you haven't done anything wrong, then why is he bothering you? That's harassment. You know, and it doesn't matter if it's a policeman or just a private citizen. You know, I mean, I personally just like being left alone most of the time. It's not that I don't like talking to people or dealing with people, but like Jack has noted, there are a lot of things that a lot of situations that you can get yourself involved in, whether by proxy or just because you have no other choice. And at this point, it's like, okay, well, here's the deal. You have no choice other than to live your life, and you're going to be around people unless you're living in the middle of Alaska somewhere and you're completely isolated. The chances are you're going to have to deal with people. So you can minimalize your interaction with people or with banks or government officials or whatever. You can keep that to a minimum. But other than that, like I said, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. What might bother him in the United States, once he comes to Thailand, something completely different will bother him. So I don't know that there is an answer. I don't really think there is. That's the thing. There's no right answer. So in some instances, I think that, yeah, getting away is the answer. I don't know that getting away from America is the answer for everybody. I don't think everybody should just pack up and leave and say, well, you know, that's it. I'm going to Thailand, or I'm going to Ecuador, or I'm going wherever, Costa Rica. I don't think that that's the answer for everybody, because first of all, I don't think that everyone has the skills to be able to pull that off. And I don't think it's necessary for everybody. I think some people, they're just oblivious to life in general, and they could care less what anybody does. They just go along. They're a sheeple. I'm not one of those people. I'm pretty in tune with what's going on in my surroundings. And sometimes I think that that's a blessing and it's a curse, because sometimes I wish I was a sheeple. I wish I could just be there and just, oh, whatever, I don't care. If I go on to the Songtow when I'm going to the mall or something like that, I don't take a motorcycle, I don't take a taxi. If I get in the back of a Songtow, most of the time there'll be about 15 people, 10, 15 people, sometimes 20. But when there's about 10 people, I'll sit there and look at people, and most people, they're just in a fog. They have no sharpness. They just seem dull. And you could say to them, hey, how you doing, buddy? And they go, huh? Huh? What do you mean? Huh? You talking to me? And I think that a lot of times people go through their lives that way because, let's face it, you know, life can become monotonous. And, you know, you get into a routine, and for some people that routine leads to a lifelong cycle of basically going through the motions. And I think that's the key. If you if you live, truly live, and you're in tune with what's going on and you live how you want to live, I think that's a start. If you say, I'm going to make a change, even if you can't make the change right away, even if it takes you time, that's why when people are older, they look back and go, wow, it was a long road, but I got there. Sometimes some people never get there, but a lot of people, it takes them years to get to where they want to get to. And what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to give up? I mean, that's what some people do. I don't recommend that. I think you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, like there's things that I'll do in my lifestyle, in my life. And if I don't do them, I will die trying to do them. I will go to my grave trying to do some of these things. So, you know, not to get off on a tangent or anything, but I just think that his paragraph that was sent to me demonstrates the mentality of many people and how they are just sick and tired of living the same life. So I think that in Jack's case, his head is on the right way because he's acknowledging that there is a problem. And the thing is when you when it gets down to, you know, you're trying to change the way the whole government acts with its people or dealing with corporations and commercialism and all these other kind of things, I think you're behind the eight ball because you're going to spend all your time trying to make changes and you're not going to have time to live. So you got to figure out how can I bypass, circumvent all these things and do what I want to do. And, you know, one thing that I've been saying lately to a lot of people is that what I've noticed now, and I was just talking about this over breakfast with a couple of ties in the Quitillo shop. And that is that nowadays, doing things for many people is more along the lines of, will it get me ahead? I don't care at what cost. I don't care if it's right or wrong. I'm going to do it. Whereas, say, in the 50s and 60s, maybe it was more, the mentality was more along the lines of, I'm going to do right, I'm going to do wrong. I know this is right, I know this is wrong. And there were some ethics that people lived with integrity. And I feel a lot of that has been lost. Maybe it's just my perception, but I don't think so. So anyway, that's all I got. I wanted to make this just a little 5-minute clip, but obviously I rambled on a little bit. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di, lat jerk and mai.